How do we stop Ryan Reynolds from buying the Ottawa Senators?
It's an imminent problem facing the hockey world that no one's really addressing. This is not happening under our watch.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little bit jealous. I want Ryan Reynolds to buy the Canucks. Okay? I want, you know, Ryan Reynolds, best known for his character of playing the dad in the Amityville horror movies. I want that guy at the helm of the Canucks.
Mm-hmm.
Catch them and kill them.
What?
Open the door with the axe, you know? I want that guy. The character he's best known for, the dad in the Amityville Horror.
The character he's best known for.
I want him to be the head of the Canucks. So how do we stop him from buying the Ottawa Senators?
It's a tough thing, you know? It's like technically right now, Canucks are not single, but like we're looking.
We're looking.
Like, you know, we're not single. It's complicated.
Yeah, it's that complicated area where you're like just getting out of a relationship and you're like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe there's still something there, but it's a like, fun time. Honestly, it's a fun time.
In the future when people are like, did you cheat? And you're like, I don't know if I cheated. Like the Ryan Reynolds showed up and
yeah,
we were sleeping in different beds at the time.
Ross and Rachel on a break, but instead of Ross and Rachel, it's Ryan Reynolds.
In this analogy, it would be you and Francesco Aquilini.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's the analogy we're doing.
I'm going to barf.
Oh, damn. Fuck, dude, not on the couch. Fuck, man. I just got that steam cleaned.
Oh, I had to feel way better.
I had to steam clean it to get the smell of Brian Burke's 7-day nap out of it.
Right, yeah, he did nap very... If you didn't listen to the last episode...
If you didn't listen to the last episode...
Brian Burke napped.
That will be the only reference we make to the previous episode, so you're good. But basically... No, I'm not going to go into it. Listen to the last episode.
What would it be like kissing Francesco Aquilini? Has anyone done that? Write us in. Call us in. If you've kissed Francesco Aquilini, please call us in. I want to hear your stories.
The only kiss I can picture Francesco Aquilini giving is the kiss from The Godfather Part 2. Just like hands on both sides.
Yeah.
The Fredo kiss.
Yeah, the Fredo kiss.
That's not stereotyping him.
No, it's not.
His vibe is a decision he made. It's a vibe. He's going for it. And frankly, he's owning it.
It's a vibe. He's owning his vibe.
He's got a Michael Corleone vibe and he's happy about it.
He's owning his vibe. Maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves because
speaking of ownership,
Francesco Aquilini, he's not out yet. So we got to get him out before we get Ryan Reynolds.
We
got to
get
in.
Him out. And it's going to be a tough conversation
it's
between
be
us
a
and Francesco.
Process.
But also, maybe what you want to do, like I said, it's like maybe what you want to do is you want to like suss it out with Ryan Reynolds.
Suss it out.
See if there's a vibe there.
Suss out the vibe.
Suss out the vibe.
See how much Ryan is owning his vibe.
Suss out the Rye vibe.
Suss out that Rye vibe.
Potential title for the episode?
Suss out that Rye vibe.
We don't know yet, but the audience knows. That's either the title of this episode or it's not.
Write us in what the title of this episode
should
be.
Write us in what the title of this episode should be.
Let us know.
And as long as we look at this before we post it, we will give you the opportunity of being ignored.
Let me check the inbox to see if anybody's
Let's see if the inbox has any potential episode titles. Oh, here's a potential title. Your Dropbox password has been reset. That's a good title.
That's a great title.
Okay,
thanks for writing us in.
924.
Who is that? Who wrote?
That's from one of our biggest fans.
Mm-hmm.
NoReply@Dropbox.ca.
Great. That's awesome. Well, thank you to NoReply@Dropbox.ca. Cool name. I don't know how you got that. That's an original
name.
I
can't believe that wasn't taken.
I'm surprised
that's not taken.
I
tried to be NoReply@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
They told me gmail.ca doesn't exist.
Well, either way, you know, we're going to have to get Francesco out before we get Ryan in. So
we're missing the point.
The biggest aspect of this is that
we need ideas to stop Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, obviously, we could do the say anything kind of like, but I want something that's like a little bit more, he's got no choice.
He's got no choice but to stop.
And I've never, you know me, I have never been an advocate of relocating a Canadian franchise.
No,
never.
No.
But it, never. But if that's what it takes?
We can still keep it in Canada if that will make people happy.
Where would it go? Where would the Ottawa Senators go?
Let's keep it in Ontario, too.
How about we move them somewhere, but don't tell Ryan Reynolds where we've moved them?
So he can buy a team in Ottawa, but it's not the same team.
We
move the Canucks to Ottawa, bait and switch, okay, Indiana Jones
switch.
Style. Vancouver doesn't have a team anymore in this scenario. We're now in Ottawa, and the Senators move to... Alert Bay.
Is that in the Yukon?
It's up there.
Is that one of your favorite Canadian small towns?
It's up there. It's up there.
So the Ottawa Canucks get Ryan Reynolds as a owner, and his first order of business is, of course, to move him back home.
Relocate
amidst
back.
Public outcry.
Yeah, relocate back to Vancouver.
And then the Alert Bay Senators wins the cup, probably. The fact is, maybe Ryan Reynolds just doesn't want to never win a cup. Is that the problem?
Relocate back to Vancouver. Don't go back in Rogers Arena. Old news. Outdoor arena in Stanley Park.
Mm-hmm. Freeze over Lost Lagoon.
Freeze it over.
No one likes it.
Every game is outdoors.
Fuck the Beavers.
Even if it's raining. No rain delays.
Don't need them. Beavers are invasive.
I think that's a great plan.
I think we got it. I think we got it. Good job, Rai. Welcome to the team.
Suss out that Rai vibe.
Do you think he's a listener? Because he might not fall for this if he is.
I hope he's a listener. We should write him. We're always asking people to write us.
For this episode, let's keep a running tally of people we're going to write.
Okay, Ryan, I'm writing that down. Ryan, we're going to write. This is hard to say. Write Ryan Reynolds. Okay, I've written it down.
Write Ryan Reynolds.
We're going to write some letters, folks.
Let's
do that Hockey Sport podcast.
While we write some letters. Let's get out the quill.
I'm getting out the ink.
A little ink dab.
Parchment.
That's a nice looking parchment. Is that a torn edge?
It is.
Singe that with a lighter just to give it a little... is that a tea bag?
I dipped it in some Earl Grey and then just to give it that kind of ancient look.
A little bit of dirt, some fingerprints.
That's a little high school craftsmanship.
Daniel, just because you were high school age when you did that does not mean that happened in high school.
That's true. I did it in... I still do it.
You still do it.
I'm doing it right now.
You still do it now.
But it does look like old parchment.
It's a very effective... Is the Hockey Sport Podcast... Okay, cut that out.
Cut it out. Ready? And 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the Hockey Sport Podcast, folks. Happy to have you here.
That was a really good welcome. I was really pleased with the way you were. I was still kind of,
it was
you
great.
You caught me off guard, but that was a really good welcome. I would say we should do it again, but
I can do it again.
I don't think we can do it better.
Well, let me try.
Okay, Daniel, but that was a pretty high bar you just set for yourself.
Okay, let me try. Welcome to the fuck. Shit.
Okay.
God damn it.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Look, I am disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Fucked it up.
You always do it on the first take, though.
I'm a kind of first take kind of guy.
Welcome to the Hark.
Son of a bitch.
We already did it. We got it. Edit this all out.
Let's just move on to Zambonis.
If you're hearing this, it means we did not edit this episode.
The people
at all.
Want what they want, and let's move on to Zambonis.
The people want what they don't want, which is us to not talk about this topic.
What's the first thing we're not going to be talking about?
Zamboni
number one.
Zamboni number one. Just get the Zamboni out here. There it is. Got a Zamboni before every inning.
So loud.
It's such a loud Zamboni.
Extremely is there something? Loud.
Is that the? That sounds like the radiator. Yeah, it's definitely the radiator.
That's the radiator. Well, the radiator's loud then.
Can you add to the list of people we're going to write letters to? Our Zamboni mechanic.
Okay. Zamboni mechanic and radiator mechanic, because the radiator is too loud.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, it doesn't have a normal radiator. Let them know that the radiator in our Zamboni is actually from a 1975 Ford Focus.
Okay, sure. I don't know, not sure who to write on that, but I'll make a note. Ford Focus.
You're running out of ink.
Ford Focus.
Do you have your wax seal on you?
Yes.
Of course, yes. Your Sigmund ring. It looks like a swastika.
It's a tie. It's a Buddhist thing. All right.
Okay.
I've got some YouTube videos I can send you.
You got some YouTube videos?
Why it's not a swastika.
It's not a swastika.
Well, it's not Nazi swastika.
But the problem is, so since it's a signet ring, the Buddhist one is reversed, but then when you stamp it, it's reversed. And so it really does. I just want you to know so that you don't go forward with that.
All right. I've got another person I'm going to write. Guy who made my signet ring.
What's his name again? What's his name again?
Bang Olufsen. Guy who made my signet ring. Okay. Got to get a new one because didn't realize it was a Nazi swastika. Okay. Obviously don't want to support that.
No. And I'm proud of you for coming around. You really came around to this.
What's our first Zamboni?
Let's first off, Zambonying Nazis, but that's probably doesn't need to be said. But that's, don't worry,
that's
Dan,
a Parmesan. That's a Parmesan. That's a Permazam.
It's a Permazam. Permazam Nazis. Very fair. Very fair. We're really on thin ice whenever we joke about this. So let's just not do that.
Let's not do it.
Let's not do that. We apologize to all of our Nazi listeners. You are vocal and numerous, but we do not support you being part of this at all. Please stop. Please stop writing us letters.
Stop.
How do you say stop in German? Einhalten or something? I'm going to guess Einhalten. That's unfair. Not all Nazis are German. Okay, so moving on.
Moving
Zamboni
on.
Zamboni number one. Moving on.
Zamboni number one. Overtime losses.
Zam-em. Zam-em right, Zam-em. Zam-em right to Zamboni hell.
You know, Calgary, you've got a lot of overtime losses. You're trying to make the playoffs. You've got a lot of overtime losses. You know, you'd either be right in or right out if you took those out of there. Same with Boston, winning the President's Trophy, getting the best record in the history of the league. Those overtime losses, that's a big part of it. So we're Zamboning it.
Calgary has 15 overtime losses.
15, that's a lot. That's more than a dozen.
Boston only has 5, actually. Boston has not lost a lot.
Well.
But right, those five.
Fine. Redacted.
Those five probably felt bad.
Yeah, redacted.
And they should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Redacted?
I redact my
statement. You redact that statement, but we're not going to redact the whole Nazi thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, good. It's been redacted.
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 Well, okay.
This whole section's blacked out.
Okay, then
CIA redacted.
Okay, then we're going to Zamboni Flames overtime losses.
Flames overtime losses.
Flames overtime losses.
They're being Zamboni.
We're not
Does this
talking
mean
about
they
them.
Don't get the points from them? Because that those 15 points that they have from overtime losses are crucial.
I think it means that they don't get the points. I think we should mention that to whoever. We should write a letter to
We should write a letter
Gary
to
Bettman or something like that.
Gary Bettman. He doesn't respond to our letters anymore. Maybe I don't have his mailing list. Like
maybe it's the wrong email.
Wrong email. Well, no, I usually just like put him in his mailbox, but
oh.
But his security doesn't let me do that anymore.
I think we should just go ahead and just, let's just say GaryBettman@gmail.com.
Let's just hope.
All right.
Either someone named Gary Bettman is going to see it.
And hopefully it'll lead us to the real Gary Bettman.
Yeah. He must, like, if you're Gary Bettman, you must be in contact with the guy who has GaryBettman@gmail.com. And, and it's kind of like a forward me my mail kind of thing, you know? Like, because let's email that and see what happens.
Okay, let's email.
We also encourage let's encourage our listeners to email that as well.
Email GaryBettman@gmail.com and let's get those points taken away from the Calgary Flames so they're way out of the playoff race.
And while you're at it, probably do Gary.Bettman@gmail and maybe try like
Gary_Bettman.
GaryBettman1.
GaryBettman69@gmail.com. Something like that.
GaryBettman69 might be right, actually.
GaryBatman69.
GaryBatman@hotmail.com.
Okay, we've got a lot here. We've got a lot to choose from.
We've got a lot here.
Let's move on to our next Zamboni.
These are easier than the parchment ones.
Yeah,
we don't have to
like
do the whole.
And it's an email, so I don't have to write it.
Yeah, and our fans are going to do it too.
Our fans are going
to
do it.
Totally. Again, when we say our fans, we are not referring to our fans who are Nazis. Please stop doing stuff in our name. Einhalten.
All right, Zamboni number two. What are we Zamboni?
Zamboni number two. I don't think we really got to the end of the... Never mind. It's Zamboni. Overtime losses, Calgary. It's been Zambonied.
It's Zambonied.
You just didn't get those points, which means, let's look. Calgary has 15 less points, 83 minus 15, 68. Wow. Does this mean Calgary could get Bedard?
Wow.
It certainly does.
All of a sudden, Calgary's in the conversation for Bedard.
Calgary is in the Bedard conversation.
Could happen, folks.
Could happen.
Bedard
could
in a Flames jersey.
Bedard with Kadri?
An unstoppable
That's
line.
Unstoppable. That is
Lucic,
unstoppable.
Kadri, Bedard. Unstoppable
Nightmare
line.
Fuel.
Yeah.
Nightmare fuel.
Rasmus Anderson passes to Bedard.
That's got Gretzky Curry all over it.
If I were a LA Kings fan, I'd be shaking in my boots. Shaking in my sneakers, because they wear sneakers in LA because it's hot there. Nobody wears boots.
Yeah, boots not going to go with modern LA fashion trends.
Yeah.
As we would know. Next, Zamboni. People who are rooting for the Panthers to make the playoffs. Who are you? And why?
Why would you want that?
I mean, is there anyone out there that's rooting right now for the Panthers to make the playoffs?
You'd rather see the Panthers in the playoffs than And Sidney Crosby?
They won the President's Trophy last year, and they might miss the playoffs. That's just good for the game.
Really good.
You want to talk about growing the game?
That's tasty.
You want to talk about hockey is for everyone? The Panthers missing the playoffs is for everyone.
That's tasty, folks. Come on. Don't you want that little delectable, delicious dessert of the Panthers missing the playoffs with Tkachuk? Look, they traded away Huberto. They deserve it.
A lot of people have had a tough year. There's a lot of, you know, half the teams aren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
This would be just a nice little tart, nice little hand pie that people can enjoy at the end of the year. That's like, at least the President's Trophy winners missed the playoffs.
Those winners are now losers.
Yes, and as losers, that means we could maybe be winners.
We could be winners too. And you know, the nice thing about the winners becoming losers is that all those people who are fans of the winners and are now fans of the losers. So now, how do you like that? Now you're fans of losers, and now maybe you're the loser.
I like the logic. I think you're maybe overestimating. I think you're maybe overestimating how many Florida Panther fans there are.
Right.
Perhaps. Because, like, I mean, write us in. Fanthers good.
Fanthers are actually not bad.
Fanthers is not bad. I could see that being on a shirt.
Well, now I'm almost rooting for the Fanthers to get in there because
I got nothing against Fanthers.
No, I like the Panthers.
I like the Panthers.
It's the team I don't like.
It's the team I don't like. The Panther. That's the name, right?
I don't like
the
team.
Are they technically called the Florida Panthers? No, they're the Panthers.
We should write it. We should ask them.
We should ask them. We're going to ask Gary.Batman69@gmail.com and see if he has an answer for us.
Gary.Batman.
Harry.Batman. 420.
Well, you know, I don't think it's a problem because I don't think the Panthers are going to make the playoffs. I think it's going to be the Sidney Crosby show from here on out. The golden goal. Remember that? Golden goal.
I always preemptively turn down the volume, the record level up right before Daniel starts talking about Sidney Crosby.
Golden goal.
Just have to crank it down.
Vancouver, British Columbia.
We're peaking.
Put it in the banners. They did. They put it in the banners. If you go into Rogers Arena, you can see it in the banners. Olympic gold. Golden goal.
The Canucks won that.
Remember
gold.
That? Luongo celebrating in Rogers Arena. Canucks win the cup.
Big ass flag.
Canucks win the cup. Golden goal. Same thing.
Canucks win the cup, golden goal, same thing.
Same thing, okay? We celebrated in the arena. Just close your eyes and make it happen in your mind.
If you believe it to be true, it will be.
If you believe it to be true, my boy, it will be. If you believe Luongo held up a giant Canucks flag and skated around the arena as fans cheered, Canucks win the cup. Sedins win the cup.
By God, that's good
by
enough.
God, Ryan Kessler won the Conn Smythe Trophy.
18 goals in that final.
Who would have won the Conn Smythe Trophy on the 2011 Canucks?
It's a great question. It was going to be...
If we won that game 1-0 and Rafi Torres scored the goal. Let's just say that. Is it Rafi Torres?
That is an alternate future that not a lot of people would be
Burrows.
Proud of. No, I don't think it Burrows. Was. We like Alex Burrows here. We're probably big Alex been Burrows Luongo. Fans, but I think it would have been Luongo because Luongo... was the thing that could have won the cup for us. And so in this scenario, I'm guessing he did.
Okay. That's nice. That's nice to think about.
Was he captain at the time? Someone was captain. He was recently captain.
He had a C on his mask at some point.
They took the captaincy from him. And he was like, yeah, that's fair.
Why can't the goalie be captain?
It's dumb.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Goalies should be captains. Mascots should be captains. Anyone should be a captain.
Anyone. They could make a random fan the captain of the team.
A random
just
fan.
Give him season tickets.
Yes. Maybe.
Maybe us.
Maybe we make Ryan Reynolds the captain.
Maybe we make Ryan Reynolds the captain.
If we make Ryan Reynolds the captain of the Canucks, it would make it very difficult for him to buy the Ottawa Senators.
That's true. That's really, really good.
That's really, really true.
And that's a huge, that's a major, almost a checkmate move for Francesco Aquilini because now he's in the organization. What are you going to do now, Aquilini?
What are you going to do now? Exactly.
Beloved
Aquilini
captain.
On the way out.
I love this idea. We got to write Ryan Reynolds now and offer him the captainship.
Okay, we're going to write Ryan Reynolds.
What do you think his email is?
We're going to mail this one to him.
Oh, yeah.
It's open Point Grey.
Oh, great. Okay.
Him and Blake go for walks from the hours of 9 to about 10:15 with their two dogs.
That's specific. Okay.
Too specific?
No, I'm just saying it's specific. No,
is it weird that I know that?
It's very specific.
But that's true, though. They do.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's not true. I just said it was specific.
Okay, well, I'm just saying if you want to, you asked me when we could give this letter to him. I'm just saying like they go for walks.
Okay. No, this is, it's good. It's good that you know that. I'm not saying it's bad.
Like I don't know why you're being weird about it.
Like, I'm just surprised that you know the exact...
They have Pilates 11, and if they don't make it to Pilates, that throws off their entire schedule for the rest of the... What are you writing down?
Well, if they're walking their dog, we can bring Leroy.
We can bring Leroy. Leroy, do you want to go for a walk? Cool. Leroy?
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 Leroy? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Leroy's dead.
Zamboni, number 3, Tampa Bay versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. We're not talking about
enough
it.
Said.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Not talking,
not
about,
talking
it.
About it.
It was destined to be since game, what, 4? Game 4.
Pretty sure it was mathematically locked in
before the
October
season.
1995.
Before the season started. Just give them an average amount of points and just they don't play any games.
Flip a coin. At this point, stop their seasons.
Stop it.
Flip a coin. You know? And there you go.
Or how about John Cooper and Sheldon O'Keefe in a like Jell-O wrestling match? Let's do that.
Once again, we are simple men asking for simple pleasures. Is it so much to ask that we get John Cooper and Sheldon O'Keefe?
O'Keefe. Did I say Sheldon Keefe?
I don't know what you said, and I don't know what the right one is.
Sheldon O'Keefe.
Forgive me, Father, for I have lost in the playoffs first round. What do you want from me?
I don't think we can top that. I think we should move on.
I think we should move on. Is that all that needs to be said? Should we do a who would win?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Wait, last Zamboni. Last thing we won't talk about.
Final Zamboni.
We're getting there, guys. We're going to talk about the things we will talk about soon.
We know you want the top stories.
We know you want to hear us talk, but we're still in the parts of the thing that we don't remember. Don't remember this part.
We got to get the BS out of the way.
BS?
Yeah.
What does that stand for again?
Beers and Sunshine.
Top story. Nope. Zamboni number four.
Hang on,
everybody. Zamboni's back. It's got a new radiator, and it's got mag wheels. It's got spinners. Remember those?
They're spinning, baby. Those rims are spinning.
The car stopped, but the wheels look like they're still moving.
And guess
That'll
what?
That'll get you laid.
Guess what? It doesn't put down ice because it's too hot.
It's melting the ice.
It's at a faster rate than a Zamboni.
There's a lot of smoke coming from the engine.
It's on fire.
Oh, shit.
Let's put some water on it. Get some water.
Where?
Oh, it's making it worse.
What do you mean, where?
It's making it worse.
Where's the water?
We need some sand or some dirt or something to
put some sand on it.
Put some dirt on it.
Okay, just leave it. Leave it.
It'll burn itself out.
This is a controlled burn. It's a controlled burn.
Controlled burn. Last Zamboni.
I mean, that will be the last Zamboni, as you guys can hear.
Yep.
The roaring, crackling warmth of a burning Zamboni.
It'll burn itself out.
It might burn itself down into the... What's underneath the ice? What happens if a Zamboni burns through the ice? Does it fall underneath?
The ocean, water, orcas. I just assumed there were whales under there.
Yeah. I think it's ocean. Because if you don't have the current...
Dolphins,
technically,
really.
At least Canadian NHL arenas are salvaged ice drifts.
Yes. That's right. Especially if we... go through with the Ryan Reynolds captaincy plan and move the Canucks to the Lost Lagoon, Frozen Lost Lagoon.
Frozen Lost Lagoon. Also, Ottawa Senators is in Alert Bay. Look it up, guys. Alert Bay.
If you're just tuning in, you've missed a lot.
If you think that the Hockey Sport Podcast doesn't have a sponsored segment coming up about tourism in the Alert Bay, you're correct. But that doesn't mean that we won't next episode. I'm talking to you, Alert Bay.
You're correct. We only have one sponsor, okay? It's DuPont Chemicals.
DuPont Chemicals. This episode is, as all of our episodes, brought to you by DuPont Chemicals.
What's our last Zamboni? We haven't...
Our last Zamboni. Are we still on our last Zamboni? Last Zamboni is Mr. Bo Horvat.
Go score that. Bo Snorvat.
Bo Snorlax is how I describe him as an Islander. Both because he's boring and where'd he go?
Listen, Bo, we're Zamboning you until you hit 40.
You got to hit 40, man.
You got to hit 40,
look,
and then we can
look,
talk about
I
you.
I get it.
You got to hit 40.
All respect to you. Big fans over here. You know, big fans.
Come on, big fan.
Big fans. Make it to 40.
Make it to 40.
Like,
because you were kind of on pace. He was on pace.
You were on pace for like 60. I'm talking. We're talking directly to Bo Horvat now.
He was on. You were on pace, Bo.
You could have gotten 60. You could have gotten 50. And now it's like you got three more to 40. And I want to believe in you.
Me too.
I want to believe in you.
Me too.
But I will believe it when I see it.
Why weren't we good? I don't understand. The Canucks
when we had him?
Yeah, we have Bo Horvat. He's going to get 40 goals.
What the fuck happened?
What happened?
Why weren't we good?
I don't understand.
How could it be that we had so many people scoring so many goals and we just sucked?
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't really make sense.
Something's off.
Something's not good about that.
Something's going on.
Why weren't we good?
Well, either way, it doesn't matter because Bo Horvat's gone. We can't live in the past. And we're not going to talk about him until he hits 40 goals, which I'm not 100% sure that's going to happen. How many does he need? How
he
many
needs
games
three
are left?
More.
Three?
Yeah, it seems doable, but he's only had six since he got traded in 24 games. I know, look, everybody really? Everybody here is alarmed at hearing me actually say numbers that are accurate. But this is one of those things I care about. You don't believe me now?
I don't believe what
you're
saying.
You don't believe what I'm saying?
No.
How many goals would you predict that he has, or how many games has he played for the... How many games has he been an Islander, if I'm wrong?
11.
11?
Yes.
You don't look confident.
I just said the first number that came into my head.
It's a good number. It does feel like yesterday. It doesn't feel like yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Now it looks like you won't hit Forte.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Why Bo had to go, I don't know. Alvin said, don't stay.
Miller signed his contract.
It was long.
We don't need Bo. I don't miss Bo.
You don't miss Bo Horvat. I don't miss Bo.
You kidding me? I don't miss Bo Horvat.
You okay, Dan?
Yeah. I don't miss Bo Horvat.
It seems like you have a half-written letter there to Bo. Now that your pile of letters, I don't remember.
That's nothing. That's to someone else.
Was that?
That's to someone else. No, that's to someone else. Okay, fine.
I thought we were writing these letters together, but apparently, I have it now. Yeah, so
you can read it. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, read it.
Yeah, okay. This is a letter addressed to Bo Horvat.
I'm not.
This is your writing. Did you write this, Daniel?
I don't know.
Did you write this letter to Bo?
I don't know.
It has your trademark tea-stained, fire-burnt edges.
I don't know.
And there's a little treasure map on the back to your house.
I don't know. I don't remember.
This is literally your house.
I don't know what I wrote.
It doesn't
matter.
It's a map of the whole area with an X marks a spot that says Daniel's house.
I don't know.
You didn't make this map for Bo Horvat.
I don't know.
Okay. You don't know. Fine. All right. I'm reading the letter. My dear... Okay. This is very personal.
It's personal. Give it back to me. Don't read it. Don't read it. Don't read it on the air.
Boy, that nickname you have for him? That's really, really gross.
Don't read it on the air.
I don't know how to unsee what I just read.
Let's move on. We got to move on.
Okay,
we're
moving on.
Stories.
Wow. This is Zamboni, all of that. Zamboni number five, all of that. Can I get a drum fill to cue that is officially Zamboni? Can we certify that as a Zamboni? Zamboni, all that. Ladies and gentlemen. Top story number one. You can't believe we've got here. You can't believe we've done it again. We persevere.
Yes, that's the word.
Is that not the word?
It's close.
Was it close?
It's close. That's all we need. That's all we need.
Perspirate.
Don't go backwards. Go forwards.
We perspirate. You got to tell me. You're going to give me notes. You got to tell me what I did wrong. We don't have our producer anymore because Leroy is dead.
We perspirate and we're moving on to the top story, the stuff that you want to hear about. The folks want to hear about it. The fans want to hear about it. The Fanthers want to hear about it.
The Fanthers, all the Fanthers down there in Florida City.
In Sarasota.
Sarasota, Florida.
Top story of the night, of the day, the morning, whenever you're listening to it, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You don't matter.
Listen, we should just end the season at a random point. That's the top story.
Just end it, okay?
End it at
every
a random
year,
point.
It's
every
different.
Year. Because it keeps the teams on their toes. Because at this point, we know what's going to happen.
You've heard of sudden death? It's that. Random ending of the season.
Random ends.
Sudden end. So here's what it fixes. Sudden ends. Okay, we get it. There's like so many games left. We're counting down. Some of these things are set. They wouldn't be set if they just randomly ended. This season's 77 games long. Maybe some teams get 75.
Right now, guess what? It ends. Florida,
right
you're out.
It ends. You're out.
You're out.
It ends. That's what.
You're out. Sorry.
They come on stage with an envelope that was like the same. They put it. It's kind of one of those. They put it in a box that's like, this is the envelope at the beginning of the season. And then they come back on and they draw it. They go, the games are over.
Games are over. Sorry, Nashville. Oh, but we had a couple more games. We would have made it. Well, no, you wouldn't because you didn't.
You had to just get the points. You just had to get them. And you can't make it like the day that all the teams have the same amount of games, because then that'd be too predictable. People would look at the schedule and go like, well, this is the day the games even out. It's just random.
Yeah. Other option here, folks, if you disagree with us, other option, multiple play-in series. Multiple play-in series. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. So pick a side. Multiple play-ins that last for maybe months.
Months and months.
Months and months. Or randomly end it. Let's start the playoffs. Let's fucking go. Pick a side. Choose a side. It's your call.
There's no other option.
No other option.
There's no other option. Because what's happening right now is torture. Let's be honest. Watching hockey right now is torture.
It's torture.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already zambonied a certain matchup that we knew was going to happen.
Yep.
Since the beginning of time.
To not be able to talk about it. Which brings us to the next top story, which is the exact same problem. The next top story is Boston's won the President's Trophy. Yes. It's over.
It's over.
If this was the Premier League of foot sport, this would be a done deal. They just win. And there's tons of games left, and they've won.
Already won. They should stop playing. They should stop playing.
Why do they have to keep playing?
They should rest everyone. Why don't teams do that? Just rest them all.
They probably will. They've won everything, and the Boston Bruins are the best team in the league. It literally pains me to say this. This is why the season should just end. How about this? The season ends the day the President's Trophy is clutched.
How about this, though?
Boom.
How about this?
Done.
The season ends the day before that, so that the Boston Bruins never win the President's Trophy.
Okay, so the season will end the day before the President's Trophy is clinched?
Maybe this season just shouldn't have happened.
What if we don't do the season?
Cancel the season.
Cancel the season. One of my favorite seasons of all time was the lockout season.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best ones of all time.
One of my favorite Canucks seasons.
Did not lose.
Yeah, we didn't lose at all.
That year.
One of my favorite seasons of all time was season two of Lost.
Yeah, season two. The hatch is great. The numbers
were Desmond, really interesting. Like,
it's weird to think that Desmond wasn't in season one. He's such an iconic Others, Lost character.
You know, that was really good stuff.
Yeah, you finally found out the Others and stuff. But you can't really beat the end of season three, too. It's like,
season three is pretty good. I
mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
We were told by the execs at DuPont to make more references to Lost Season 2 for some reason. So this is what we're doing.
They're really pushing the DVD sales. Not sure why.
Not sure why. Not sure why. I prefer Blu-ray, but like they're pushing the DVD sales.
We're not allowed to question DuPont
chemicals.
They're stockpiled
or they're made out of DuPont chemicals.
Well, I mean, I feel like Boston winning the President's Trophy is a good place to end on.
End?
Yes.
We're going to end?
End.
No, that's like ending Harry Potter in the middle of the seventh book. Voldemort just got the Elder Wand, and we're just going to end?
We're just going to end, yeah.
This is the beginning of a beautiful sort of plucky underdog story where the undefeatable foe is vanquished when you least expect it.
You're right.
This is just the beginning.
This is the end of the second act.
This is
end of the second act.
This is really just the end of the beginning. And now we get to the beginning of the end.
Yeah, the funny thing about Boston is that they're obviously the villain.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
Obviously.
Isn't their mascot the Boston Villain, and he just goes around pickpocketing and fans?
Pickpocketing, tying people to train tracks, twirling his mustache.
Oh no, the Boston Villain's here!
The Boston Villain's here! Help me!
Help me! These are New England accents.
Help me, Bo Horvat!
Don't worry! Bo Horvat's here!
Punch.
Dan, I did you a solid by not reading your letter, and now you're going to directly go into the erotic Bo Horvat fan fiction that you wrote?
I've written
a lot
of it.
Do you want me to read it? I can read it.
I've written a lot of it.
I know.
It's online.
I saw.
It's online.
It's online?
It's all online.
Daniel, what?
Erotic fanfic.
Why would you put that online?
I've drawn sketches to go along with some of the stories.
That was you?
Yeah.
The police were here asking me about those.
Yeah, I know. That's because
they said you drew them on his house.
They weren't asking.
He doesn't even live there. It's for sale. He doesn't even live there anymore.
I contacted the police too. They contacted me as well. They're not asking because it's illegal. They wanted copies of the story. They really liked it.
No, they didn't. They wanted
copies of the story.
You wrote the story in a Zodiac killer cryptic, and they're trying to catch you, man. This is not cool. They're on my ass all the time. They're trying to catch this guy who keeps drawing pictures of Bo Horvat on his fucking $6 million Point Grey mansion.
Yeah, that's right.
It's ridiculous because I can't take this heat right now. You know, like it sucks because now I feel like when I go and I follow Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively do their 11 a.m. dog walk, I feel like what if, you know,
maybe they're
You either feel the heat or you don't.
Maybe they're investigating you for that. Have you ever thought of that? Maybe they're not investigating you for my Bo Horvat fanfic.
No, because I haven't done any of my plans yet.
Well, once this goes live, I mean.
Oh, no, it'll be too late. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for coming to this episode of the Hockey Sport Podcast. Oh, we love our listeners.
We love them.
We love our listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't snitches.
Our listeners are not snitches. Our listeners are not Nazis. They're good people who support everyone. They're
good people.
Which is what I support.
There's good people on both sides of the microphone.
Yes.
Listener and speaker.
Listener and us. Not both sides of the political spectrum, because we're more.
Next episode. The good side. We lean the good way.
The good way.
You're wondering which way we lean? It's the good way.
The good way.
So thank you, listeners, for your discretion.
Thank you.
Thank you for not sharing this episode. Please do not tweet about it. Please just like download it, listen to it,
burn it.
Don't
show anyone.
Just like Daniel's currently burning his letters to Bo Horvat.
I'm not even going to send them. So I've got digital copies also. So if I want to send them later, I can.
So why are you burning them if you have copies?
It's kind of like a prayer.
Is this like black magic? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's a little bit magic. I got some sage here that I'm just going to swing around. He's going to get it. I'm just trying to get him because he's going to make the playoffs. So I want him to do well.
God,
if he ends up scoring 40 eventually in the playoffs, it counts. We can talk about him again.
Because we haven't talked
once
about
he
him.
Hits. We didn't say whether in the playoffs or not. Once he hits 40, we can talk about him again.
And then. And then you're really going to see what we think about Bo Horvat. Am I saying that right?